This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of people in the background, man. There's not just your roommates. They're all shopping.
But yeah, like now you're blocking the doorway. But also when you pointed your thing down to like hide the ceiling, I also saw a bowl of Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, well, I was eating Swedish meatballs. I don't know what to tell you.
For lunch?
Yeah, for lunch.
A bowl of meatballs and nothing else.
Exactly. With the cranberry sauce and everything.
Does your room not have a door?
Yeah, it's like railroad style.
Railroad style doesn't preclude having a door.
Then I guess it's like semi-railroad.
Open concept.
Everything's rolling, all right?
We are rolling? Because I can't hear you.
You can't hear me at all.
Not at all.
You can't hear the sound effects?
I can hear the sound effects.
Then that's all you need. Then do what Miles is doing, right?
Yeah, but hang on. Yeah. So you're starting with such a caustic energy.
No, because I'm saying it doesn't matter, right? Like, just have one ear.
Your microphone needs to be on, for sure.
Right, and we only have 6 more minutes of recording space.
So that's not enough.
That's not enough.
Six minutes?
Yes, so I'm going to stop the video. It'll be audio only for a second.
It'll be audio only, by the way.
Stop the video?
If we can't hear ourselves, does that mean that our levels are set?
Right, exactly.
Your levels are great. You guys are coming through in stereo.
Okay,
just so
good
to me. Good what?
Well, the audio is good.
Good,
you said the video is running. No way.
Really?
I would never treat you with that reverence.
Well, because I saw this video that was like about how Obama like can give someone 4 compliments in 10 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
And one of the compliments is like treating the person as a higher up, right? Because it kind of puts 1 second.
Sure.
So you're treating who is that? Did you just get a text?
I did just get a text.
Got it. So your computer is picking up all the sound effects that are built into the
And
action.
What I'll do is I'll do not disturb. And we should say that people are not seeing any video right now, even on YouTube.
Why? Okay. And so what?
Because I need to clear space on the SSD.
And so do
which
you,
Rochelle did not do for me.
I see. So it's not being recorded video-wise yet.
It was and now will not be.
Okay.
For a couple of minutes.
Well, you should pull out your phone probably and record a vlog style.
No, well, what I'm going to do. Okay, so you want me to like.
Yeah, so you pull out your phone and that will be the video to have while you're clearing the space. Vertical. Yeah. Why vertical, right?
Yeah, because it has to be on YouTube.
Yeah, because like that's the premium property.
There we go. So we're mostly seeing Allie and Miles. Okay. We should also say that we even have Miles on the show. Today on the show, we have. 1 second. It's one of those shows where, like, the hosts talk before the guests.
You've been talking a lot. Also, Allie hasn't said anything. Really, you should introduce Allie.
Please welcome to the show, Allie Khan.
Still no video, though, right?
No video yet, just because I have to clear some. Like, can we get rid of this factually thing? I know we can get rid of the HeadGum Podcast episode that came out today, so that's off of the drive. Here we go.
Are you just deleting files that might be needed?
I might have just deleted, the
last
the factually episode that just recorded.
Because I just, by the way, I tuned this morning. I saw you posted an episode.
Sure.
Came off my YouTube algo.
Okay,
popped on
it?
There, and people were complaining that things were being deleted, things are not being recorded, and so now you're sort of carte blanche, just deleting the hard drive.
I really don't know what to delete.
What's going on? I just cleared space, and now it's saying we still only have 6
minutes.
Did
you empty? And I actually wanted to cut you off there.
Yeah.
Did you empty?
Did you empty the trash? Because if you put something in the trash, that doesn't mean that it's gone. And so, what you need is to sort of take a deep breath, realize who you are and what you're up to.
what's happening is that on the drive, there is no longer the HeadGum Podcast episode from Tuesday that came out today.
But did you empty the trash?
Well, it's now it's just in the trash on my laptop, which doesn't matter.
Oh, we heard we heard it. That was the emptiness.
So when the drive is plugged in, while the drive is plugged in, if you empty the trash, technically the drive has a trash.
All right. This says, if I were you, ads. Is that fine?
I would keep those just because they might not have been released yet.
All right. And then this says,
This is it interesting? So you have ads that are coming out on the show that does not release.
Exactly. This is so
in the back catalog.
Back catalog.
And what we're going to try now is that there's another drive. Okay. And we're going to see what... One second.
Sure.
We don't
this
need
is
to...
all pre-production that should have been handled way, way, way before we got here, let alone started recording.
In fact, we had a little bit of time where we were chit-chatting. We were sort of enjoying our conversation.
Preamble.
And preamble. What, and Jeff said, no, let me cut you off.
Yep.
Jeff said, let's get into let's go, save it. Let's go. He rushed us.
He rushed us into this room that wasn't built yet.
Yeah.
You rushed us to get here, and there is no here.
Well, because I don't want to waste your guys' time.
But you have. This is wasting our time.
Well, no, because the show is getting recorded. This is all going in the episode, so it's not wasted time. Yeah.
Okay, well, going off of what Jeff said earlier, Andre the Giant used to call everybody the boss. He used to say, hey, boss.
That's a quick one compliment.
Yeah.
Obama used to...
Jesus.
Deafening. Loudest it's ever been.
I'm wondering if I can sort of just have the headphones here.
Oh, for sure. I could probably hear it from your headphones.
What I have to let you guys know is that we were fine the whole time.
What I interpreted as was this
six
a prank?
Minutes. No.
Was 6 hours.
Was 6 hours of free disk space.
Okay.
So have you never, and I don't know how this company runs, but have you never done sort of a, someone says, hey, Jeff, here's how the things work.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm also
a
realizing
tutorial.
Is that Miles is off camera on all three of these cameras. What we're going to need is that... I'm going to need to just hang
Luckily,
on.
Luckily, we have the vlogs.
We have this one going still, but I might have to end it right now because we don't need it anymore and I don't want to take up the space, right?
Sure.
So it's been recording this whole time.
What you guys are failing to understand is that we are good to go.
Okay, you almost spilled
Should?
Coffee.
You almost just spilled cold
glass
brew.
Of cold brew. Yeah. All over the wire.
I like kind
of
hit this F8, one. Yeah, it almost went over the headphones, the wireless keyboard, and ultimately the audition session as well.
What we're going to need to do is a shift.
Well, no, because then... Well, that's going to fuck the whole thing up.
You pivot the camera,
not on camera.
No, you're not on any camera.
Right.
You were
so should I sit over here?
You were on the vlog on my phone.
Which is off now.
Which is off now and not a good frame to be in.
But what if you move that camera over a little bit?
I'm going to do in mere seconds when you guys wax amongst yourselves is I'm going to shift this camera towards Miles.
Just the wide?
No, also this fucking single, the double. Right?
So that's a single on Allie right now.
Right now, that is ultimately a close-up on Allie with a little bit of... It's dirty on Miles.
Yeah.
It is dirty on Miles.
And on the love seat that I'm on, are we getting a two-shot of me sitting next to an empty chair?
So let
chair?
Me go to that one. That's going to be a lot of empty
a
space.
A lot of empty space.
It's gonna
so
be...
why doesn't Miles just sit here?
So should I just move over there?
Well, do you... Be my guest. Be my guest. See if the microphone's even
guest.
On.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it is.
I don't know if this microphone's on because you told me I didn't even need to hear myself.
Yeah.
I didn't even need to hear. And I actually.
Now you have a headphones issue.
I actually came into your studio and I said, can I hear myself? And you said, you don't need to hear yourself.
Can I hear myself think?
Thank God Miles is here.
What do you mean?
Like an
what
actual producer.
What if I was Jake Johnson? What if I was
It would have been amateur hour.
Marissa Tomei.
He would have rolled his eyes and walked
Musician
out.
If you think that I wouldn't have shown up an hour and a half early to Tomei.
What?
What?
Then you're fucking shitting yourself.
So you think that my time is not as important as Marissa Tomei's?
Your time is objectively not as important as
Marika Tomei.
That's really
That's
good.
That's just a combination of two different names that don't have anything to do with each other. What we are going to need to do is I'm going
to need
to fix the cameras.
And you want me to move.
Allie, why don't you talk about dating in L.A. while I affect these cameras?
Unbelievable.
And so I shouldn't be moving.
Let me just...
Seems like he's going to move.
He's going to move the camera.
It's all you, Allie.
Okay, I was off the grid for a couple months. Now I'm back on the grid. So far, it's not going well.
Grid-wise.
That's my dating update.
App-wise.
Mm. I took a couple months off and I was like, what if I just meet someone out in the wild, organically, old school? That's preferred.
I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to let you guys know that I'm going to have to stand up and affect the other cameras.
You said
that's
that already.
That's okay. And long story short, I didn't meet anybody.
Yeah, did you go on any, you didn't go on any dates?
No, I didn't meet anybody out in the wild. So now I'm back on the apps doing chit-chat fodder.
I actually do. A lot of people ask me questions about this on my show.
Really?
Perfect Person. Huge shout out.
You might as well plug it now because I don't know if we'll ever even get to it.
We might even have audio at the end.
Exactly. Yeah. We're careening towards a cliff. So
Sounds like we have about 4 minutes.
We should get it all done out of the way now.
6 minutes of footage space.
Or 6 hours.
Yeah.
Who knows, right?
But I often tell people if they have an interest to go to the location where that interest is. Mm-hmm. And then that's how you maybe meet somebody, which like if you take all of LA and you boil it down to like your geolocation, percentage-wise, you probably have less in common than if you're like, I like dice, and you go to a Dungeons & Dragons store.
No, totally.
Yeah.
I ran into you yesterday out in the wild.
That's true.
Organic.
That's never happened to us before.
Literally.
This is crazy. It was after work, and I was getting a burrito by the Mexican food pop-up stand in front of the grocery store by my house. And
it's one of those stands that's, like, permanently there.
Permanently there. Like
you got to wonder what the legality of that is.
Yeah, is that coded?
I'm not sure, but it is my favorite.
It smelled great.
It's really good.
Why were you all the way in Hollywood?
Well, that's what I thought was confusing. Sorry, was because all of a sudden, I look and I see Amir, Avital, and then two of their other friends there. And it
Famous, or?
No.
Okay.
And I was just like, this is so strange. And also, I just want to note, like, my outfit was, like, post-work. I, like, walked there feeling very confident that I wouldn't see anybody that I know. So I was dressed like Christmas.
Pajamas.
Yeah, I was wearing, like, a red sweatshirt, bright green pants. Like, yeah. I was very sure I wasn't going to see anybody. And then I see Amir.
Laundry day clothing.
Yeah, like, I was not prepared for a run-in. And then Avital was like, oh, I was like, this is so weird that you're here. I'm getting food here at the stand. I got a burrito. And then she said, we're getting food, and I that stopped at the point in my brain, and I was like, that's so weird that you'd come all the way to my neighborhood
for this burrito
to go to the stand in front of the grocery store by my house. I can't believe that the word spread. That's amazing. And then Avital was like, no, we're like walking to a restaurant.
We're going to a ramen place nearby that stand. Although the stand was probably better. Which smelled great.
And I mean, that made way more sense. I couldn't believe it, but yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's funny because after you recorded Perfect Person last time, I ran into you 5 minutes later at the Whole Foods.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine recording a podcast and then 5 minutes later running into that person. We had already spoken for an hour and a half.
We were talking for an hour. And then I was like, hey.
Thought that was.
My bond of the week is
we were having so much fun. We were like, I feel like it was
fun
really
conversation.
Vibing.
Yes, exactly.
Like a good time talking about seeing each other.
And it didn't even seem like it was slowing down either. Like we were ramping up.
Yeah.
It was getting good.
Don Marie Saltis.
Oh.
Who is that?
Glad you asked.
Actually, it's probably fine if we don't know.
Yeah.
I'll say fucking James Gunn.
Because he's a James with a gun?
Yeah, why not? Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to go Addison Rae.
And
sort of a Bond girl became Bond.
Yeah. I'm going to go Mandy Patinkin.
That's good. Really good, actually. Like a retired, like sort of a Logan style X-Men, but make it Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to you guys running into each other. I feel like that was
now
a little
hard
bit
to,
more
like,
fun.
Ramp up again. Like you grinded us to a halt. Now you're like, get back to 60 miles per hour. Yeah. And that's not really how conversation works.
That's how cars work, though. They stop and start all the time and nobody complains about it.
But you start getting a little car sick when it's like so fast, so slow. And you're just like,
fast, slow. Yeah. By the way, I have a question for you, Jeff.
Oh, God.
I guess I was just wondering if you could explain to me just sort of the year that trembled, you played Phil.
What's that?
This is sort of like, I guess I just had a couple.
This is Jeff's resume.
This is SAG-AFTRA, full email, full website.
Where did you get that?
Just Google. Like, this was sort of just available for me.
Yeah, but that's like a really old resume.
Well, I just was curious that you put your high school theater productions on it.
Right, because that's like, that's, I think, the first resume I ever made. How the hell did you find
that?
So
you thought that, like, I'm a casting director.
Can you show that to the camera?
Yeah, so this is just.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I didn't help you do any of this.
Were you SAG-AFTRA at the time?
Yeah.
Having done only high school musicals?
I did Lonely and Horny. That's on there?
No.
That wasn't SAG.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Supporting Lonely and Horny.
And then I did the hosting job with College Humor, right? Musically. Beat the Queue.
I don't think that's even on there. HeadGum Live is on there. Beat the Queue is on there.
Yeah, that's how I got into SAG, was Lonely and Horny and Beat the Queue.
Jesus.
So basically, Amir got you into SAG.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I was in SAG. I can't believe you're in it because of me.
You might not be in SAG, but it was a SAG production.
You listed six high school theater credits.
Ooh, what are they?
Six.
He played.
The Year That Trembled, we should say, by the way, was a really, really bad play.
Yeah.
About an
earthquake?
Written
by a local guy in Cuyahoga Falls or whatever. About the Vietnam War and draft anxiety. Mm. I was depressed that semester because every night I had to cry over my dead buddy from Vietnam in play rehearsal.
You were 15.
6 to 9 p.m. And I'm having to, like, induce tears.
Yeah.
About a veteran.
I get
so,
that.
So you're just a 16-year-old in Ohio.
Yeah.
Afterward, you're, like, going home to play video games or whatever.
To do homework.
Okay.
All right.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just thought, I guess, what did you feel that a casting director would be impressed by to see on the resume, theater-wise, high school style?
Right, so what you have to understand is that I had no idea what they wanted to see.
Because how would you, right?
Right, how would I, when I was, I think, 19?
Although you had moved to L.A.
Sure.
So you had an understanding that, like, the stuff you did in high school probably didn't matter.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do any other theater.
So why don't you look at that and then take that whole section off and then tell me whether or not
it would be too sparse.
It would be too sparse.
Well, three lines. You wouldn't
a
fill
full page.
Even, yeah.
It's borderline lorem ipsum dummy text.
Exactly
yeah, right.
It just happens to say.
Is it
musicals?
Even a resume without the high school theater credits?
Well, I guess I also have a couple concerns about the accents listed.
Okay, let's see. Yeah.
Brooklyn, Indian,
what?
British,
what is
Southern.
That?
Well, let's go one by one.
Yeah. Brooklyn, I guess.
Okay. I took a dialect class to do Brooklynese.
You took a dialect class in high school?
In high school for one of the theater productions he was talking about.
Okay. What's the next one?
Indian.
I don't know.
You don't know that one.
I definitely lost that. I used to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little offensive, too.
I think the East Indian accent that I knew how to do was just like a poo.
Got it.
So you were, And you thought...
I think, you know, if I can't do it, who can?
Interesting.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, brown paper bag testing it.
And British.
Of course.
That sounded like the Brooklyn one again.
sounded like Brooklyn.
What about
like
that?
Like, you said it,
ain't
yeah.
British, yeah.
I feel like that's what you sound like normal.
Yeah, you
those
kind of...
accents looked good on a resume, I thought.
Oh, interesting.
Doesn't matter whether you can do them or not.
Well, mm-hmm. British is just right post and center underneath ukulele.
Right post and center.
Oh.
You play the uke?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm peeking and I'm seeing professional yo-yo player.
You didn't know that about me?
No.
Oh, that's not like a funny ad lib that you thought like, oh, this guy's funny. Like they'll like a casting director would be casting for New Girl.
Yeah.
They'd see professional yo-yo player and think like, what a funny guy. Like he put professional yo-yo.
Jeff has some insane yo-yo videos on his YouTube.
Really?
When he's a teenager.
That's kind of
like,
awesome though.
National competition level yo-yoing.
That's so
true?
Cool.
That's true.
That's really cool.
Never made a dime off of that.
So you can do the trick where you make like the string a triangle and then the yo-yo goes...
Allie, that's child's play.
What's that one called?
Rock the Baby or something. Yeah. You get to a level where you don't even have names for the shits.
Really?
You make up your own.
Right.
So what were like the standard ones? Like Walk the Dog is a classic.
Yeah. And no, it's not about standard ones.
No, I'm asking like let's start at the basic and then lift up to like where you got to.
So you guys go to like a professional dance recital, right? Mm-hmm. You're not seeing if someone can do a pirouette. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like.
Just said yeah.
He said, yeah,
it's like
agreeing.
A whole routine. So it's sort of. Miles, are you familiar with Poetry in Motion?
I don't know.
That was sort of my whole thing, but with a children's play thing.
So you were doing sort of a
live theater
one-man
show
yo-yo.
With the yo-yo.
My
How
question,
did that
What's
you
know, that?
You can ask, but I was wondering how it started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me?
He said you can ask, and then you didn't ask.
But he asked you a question first, so I just thought you'd answer that, and then I'd go.
What was the origin story? You got a yo-yo for
Christmas. I saw this guy on the Ellen show, and it was incredible. He had two yo-yos, one in each hand, and he was going like crazy on there. I mean, they were going nuts. Middle-aged women were fawning over this tween.
How old were you?
What's that?
How old were you when you watched that?
Yeah.
I was probably like 10.
And then you're like, can I get a yo-yo to your parents?
Correct.
First that was, yo-yo?
It was before you were playing Joe Pendleton in Heaven Can Wait.
Years before, yeah.
I guess I'm also, like, you can yo-yo really well.
Sure.
I'm surprised that you have a skill that you haven't used for content, making TikToks. You haven't.
We did a whole sketch. We did a Jeffrey the Dumbass yo-yo episode. Okay. It was one of the first ones we ever did.
Maybe you really it's time to that? Bring it back.
Yeah, I just think it'd be good TikTok.
There are a bunch of yo-yoers that are famous on TikTok now, and they're all people that I knew from the yo-yo circuits. Gentry Stein. That's kind of it, actually.
They just, like, stuck with it. When was the last time you yo-yoed?
Take a break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Und wir back.
German accent.
Yeah, German is not
German on the resume.
Not German is definitely not on the resume. Yeah.
The last time I yo-yoed in general?
Yeah.
Or like competitively?
In general, like the last time you went.
Oh, here's a good story, actually. I did an episode of that CBS sitcom, The Neighborhood, mm-hmm. and they had Mark Sandrowski was the director, and he's apparently I didn't know who he was, but apparently he's this big time multi cam director because there's only like 4 multi cam directors in Hollywood, and he did something his last week of the show every season he does something called the Sandrowski Challenge, which is just a cast and crew talent show, so it's like the whole. Everyone who works on the show and the cast all brought in a talent, and I had already rapped, but the AD was like, we were doing a talent show tomorrow. You should come back and do something. Do you have a talent? And I was like, I used to yo-yo. And he's like, you have to do that.
Oh.
So what's
you that? Already rapped, like you already did a rap for him, and he's like, this is really good for the talent show. Or you already like rap, like, all right, that's a rap on Jeff, and he doesn't have to shoot anything anymore.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's just like flops. You know what I mean?
I thought that was fun.
You remember like Ferris cut that out or whatever?
Yeah.
That's like an example of like, I'm just gonna cut it out. Because it was like
it
not
I keep it. I think it was fine. He was just sort of saying something.
Like a double entendre style.
Yeah. Like it's sort of like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if he rapped instead of he was finished?
Yeah. I had already rapped, but he's like, come back and do it as a talent.
Yeah.
I'd finished the job.
Got it.
And
you said, no, I don't want to yo-yo in front of all these strangers. That's not really fun. I'm not going to come back. I've already rapped. Yeah. I'm not going to come back with a fucking yo-yo for all these people.
I said, let me know when and where to be.
Were you close to anybody on the guest or crew? Or were you just sort of a day player with, like, no connection, and you're going to come back and yo-yo for a group
Ladies
of,
and
like,
gentlemen, Jeffrey.
Who? People are going to Crafty eating.
You accidentally hit someone. Oh.
Sorry about that. It's fine. Just stop. But that was the last time I yo-yoed was in the talent show.
And how'd you do?
Third place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you do two at a time? Lefty, righty?
I can, but not impressive. Like, impressive to you fuckers, sure.
Yeah.
But not to the yo-yo community.
Right.
I couldn't place at all in any competition.
But the fact you're like so much better than a non-yo-yoer.
Sure.
Even still.
Yeah.
And you still have multiple yo-yos at your house.
I think I have 3.
What kind?
I have a Yo-Yo Factory North Star, Jensen Kimmett's sort of mainstay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Caribou Lodge Yo-Yo Works something. I forget what it's called. And then I have a plastic yo-yo that I got for free in Wichita.
How much do they cost?
They're like 80.
Is there like one that's considered the gold standard, like $1,000 yo-yo?
Is there like one skateboard that's the best to have? No, it's like, how do you like to ride? How do you like to fucking throw?
Yeah. So how do you like to throw?
I like it to have a certain balance to it, right? I like it to be a little bit counterweighted on both sides so that there's some stability in the bish. That way, when you're doing all these little fucking things with the string and the weight and it's going all around hither and thither, popping up and out, you're like jumping over the shit, right?
Yeah.
I was under the impression that every yo-yo was $5.
Yeah, same. And did you say already? I wasn't really listening.
$80.
$80. Sorry. I didn't mean to hit either of those. I meant to just do this.
Okay.
But yeah, I got third place, and then Max Greenfield came up to me, and he was like, you smoke weed?
Whoa.
He asked, Max Greenfield asked you if you smoked weed.
While he was yo-yoing, he actually got in the way. I was walking the dog, and he walked up to me. It hit his ankle.
He boxed me out physically and tried to go for my to sweep the
do
leg.
Do you smoke weed? He was trying to citizen's arrest
as like a as like a performance-enhancing drug. Why did he ask that? Like, he wanted to get you in trouble?
No, he wanted to hang out.
Whoa.
No, he did not.
No, he asked it in the way where it's like, you smoke weed? We should hang out.
Really?
Yeah.
And you say yes?
He didn't actually mean it. I also thought that Gillian Jacobs was just in the lobby, and I thought it was Beth Bears.
Mm. Who was also at the talent show?
What is this?
I don't know who Beth Bears is.
Everybody here. Let's get into it.
I thought
it was Beth Bears. Okay.
Who's that?
Also, why bring that up now?
Yeah.
Discuss. It is the seventh week of the WGA strike.
Mm. Did you get anything for third place? Is there a prize?
Yeah, I guess Max Gingell coming up to you is maybe the prize.
I got, this is true, third place, or first place, the prize was $1,000.
And who won that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, what did
the hair and makeup department, which was like eight people, so they didn't end up leaving with that much. They did like a whole coordinated dance to Blow the Whistle.
Was it good, or was it like, hey, let's fucking give it to
him? It was like kind of really good.
Wow.
They all wore fedoras, and they were like, and like everybody was like,
yeah, into it. It would have been sad if you beat them.
And then my thing was a 30-second nothing burger. Mm. Second place, I think, was like some kind of healthcare benefit.
And that is psycho. Sorry. You're competing for healthcare?
Second place was a breakdancer who won dental.
And everyone else gets jacked.
And then I got this sort of plastic participation trophy.
Nice.
Yeah.
How old is too old to clean your kid's room? Asks Parents Magazine. You, sir, are a parent.
That's correct. Yeah.
And that is a parent.
I'm a fuck.
Take another break. We'll be right back.
Oh my God.
Two breaks?
So quickly back to back.
We don't have any ads on this episode. So.
Yeah, but I am a I guess, did you want to come in from the break and then I'll say I'm a dad?
We just did.
Yeah. I'm a dad, though. Yeah. You asked that before the break.
Is Aloe a sham?
Sorry.
What?
You asked me a question.
Oh, yeah. How old would your kid have to be for you to be like, hey, I'm not going to like clean up after your ass?
One, two.
One? The kid can't even walk.
Yeah, but he can clean.
No.
Fucking sit on a sponge and scoot.
I'll probably say when he's a teenager, I'll probably have him clean himself.
14? That's old. You don't think like 9?
Asked and answered. Let's move on. Yeah, to the aloe.
Is aloe a sham, Allie?
No, I like aloe. Aloe vera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have an aloe plant in your home?
No, but I am prone to sunburn. So I'm familiar. Helps.
Growing up, we had a lot of aloe. My parents were always slicing it off and
squeezing,
doing the little squeeze thing on us. Yeah.
I think my dad used to call me aloe vera as like a joke nickname when I was a baby.
It's kind of aloe vera. Aloe is cute.
Yeah.
That's good. What's the name of your kid?
Julian.
Julian. Hey, Jude. Right?
Well, Julian. Sorry. I don't know if you misheard. I don't know if you just heard him, me, or, but we call him Juju sometimes.
That's funny.
It's like baby Juju.
Have you taught him Juju on that beat?
No, but I think that's a great idea.
What if he becomes like a dick?
So I've thought about this, and I think that he won't.
I actually meant like a detective, because then it would be Juju on that beat.
Oh, like I guess if he becomes, like I'll probably be like, hey, like, law enforcement can be tricky.
Why? I feel like I ask interesting questions.
Wait, but you move on so quick.
Because you guys don't give me anything.
I'm confused. I have a question. Do people call detectives dicks?
Yeah, small town dicks, private eyes.
Like
yeah.
Private dick.
Scalded.
Never heard of that.
Dick Tracy.
Well, that I know, but that's his name.
Interesting.
Can I... We had Hollywood Handbook on the show on today's episode, so last week when people are hearing this. And I did one of my Rice parodies, and I feel like I didn't get anything from them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you guys want to hear it?
Yes.
You thought that you would get like a big reaction from those guys about your Rice parody?
Do you want to hear it or not?
In Jeff's mind, it ended and they gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah, they like, when have those guys ever given a big
character,
reaction?
But this drew us to absolutely want to stand and praise you.
Yeah.
So you don't want to hear it?
No, I
guess I do.
It.
Yeah. Are you finding it? Or what?
As we're lobbing up our casting.
Oh, you're not going to see it?
Well, I lost the lyrics because I deleted them.
So you're just going to play the clip from last week?
Of course.
Is that not interesting?
Well,
yes.
You're scanning through the episode.
Okay, here we go.
Something that...
Right? Okay.
This is new.
Just something to get the energy up.
Yeah.
I see you rice, consistency of sand. When you're charring old grains, oh girl, you've got to scald till the rice overcooks. The hoisin will glob to my hands. When you're burning the rice, cauterized grains sear thus. Scalded rice is caked with char. Scraping up burnt rice. And
yeah, like the idea of doing this at all is ridiculous. It's doing it for two people who are like notoriously not going to react to this type of thing.
Searing the
How's the album coming?
Well, we've got Rhythm of the Rice.
Mm-hmm.
We've got We're Gonna Fuck Up Some Rice.
Mm-hmm.
We've got
All of the Rice.
We've got Scalded Rice, which is what this one was. And then there's one more that I'm forgetting that might not have made the cut.
And I guess the, like...
Oh, Rice Burn.
You latched onto this type of joke and brand how many years ago, and you've sort of been milking it dry since?
Probably five.
5 years.
Two.
No, it's no. Pre.
No, Rhythm of the Rice was December 2021.
But when did the Exactly Rice shirt come out? That's the predecessor to that.
Yeah.
That was years and years ago.
That's and true. You've been sort of playing the same drum.
Yeah.
Is the joke is just replacing the word right with rice.
Yeah.
That's the whole joke.
That's rice.
That's it.
Just for that shirt, though. Because this one has, like, it's
and
a little
it's
bit...
just been that over and over, though.
No, because this one had a lyric, cauterized grains seared thus. I feel like that's sort of the natural evolution, the elevation of Exactly Rice, which, yeah, is just like rice instead of right. Mm-hmm. But cauterized grains seared thus, this tells a whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's
like
deep.
Baby shoes never used.
Yeah.
The saddest story in 6 words or less.
Yeah.
Is you.
So tell me about Dino.
What year was that?
It was again a university high school, and then in parentheses, HS.
Favorite oil. Go.
Olive.
I'll also go olive, but avocado, I think I want to give a special mention to.
Been using avocado oil spray. That's kind of a game changer.
That's pretty nice. The spray is nice.
Yeah.
It's very futuristic.
Sometimes I do worry about having a pressurized spray can like near the stove because it could blow up or something. I could get a little frightened.
Yeah. But that's never happened, right? You think that's ever happened? Oh my God.
That was the biggest burp.
It
that came from
smells
deep.
Awful.
Ooh.
What did you eat for breakfast?
It was deep.
Fish and a Diet Coke? I think I'm going to be sick. Did you know that was coming? That was awful.
Don't be mad at him. You're looking at him with an angry grin.
That wasn't even carbonated. That's cold brew.
I think you just got to say excuse me and move on.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Don't be dismissive.
Welcome to So What? This is a segment about the least important news headlines of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Does coffee go bad? The answer is complicated.
I think it does.
So what?
Oh, yeah. So what? But
sort of
I think
a
it
yes
does.
Or no, too.
Lake Oroville is 100% full as California reservoirs are revived by historic rain and snowmelt. So what?
That's really good, actually.
That's yeah, historic,
we were in a drought.
Yeah. Walt,
you're not giving us time.
We're supposed to all say it at once. So what? You're not supposed to really react.
So it's not really a segment. It's just a call and response.
Yeah, it's sort of a chant.
Like temple.
Walt Disney's former LA home is now renting for $40,000 a month.
So what?
So what?
So what?
It's pretty cool. It's in Los Feliz. You can get pictures.
It's pretty big. Yeah. Would you move soon? We've talked about this a little bit. Would you consider moving soon, selling your place? Maybe you make a hat? Yeah.
It's not a good time.
It's not a great time to sell, but your place is sort of, yeah, it's sort of a hut.
Used to be a wiener schnitzel, yeah.
hasn't changed much though, because you didn't get the home equity line of credit. You didn't put in the work that it would take to sort of personalize it thus from
being... It was turnkey.
So what?
So what? Anchor Brewing ceases national distribution, discontinues beloved Christmas ale. So what? Oracle lays off hundreds and rescinds job offers in health unit. So what?
These are all pretty important. The drought, the economy.
Yeah. You think if coffee grounds go bad, it's that matters.
Somewhat interesting, yeah.
Me too. What? I don't know the fucking dissonance, cognitive or otherwise, between what I think would make for interesting conversation and what you guys end up responding to or not.
Yeah.
Interesting conversation. You read headlines and you expect us to say, so what?
Yeah,
that's not an interesting conversation.
There was time for us to conversate.
Yeah.
All right. So new shoes?
Yeah.
New sneakers, Amir?
Those are nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I've actually gotten a lot of compliments on these.
Oh, they're cool.
You're sort of a big shorts wearer, huh?
I like shorts with a sweatshirt when it's like in the 60s out.
I often am self-conscious about my legs.
Yeah, right? Especially this is the most I'm self-conscious is because the cameras really are picking up a lot of leg.
Mm.
That's why I had a pillow like this earlier.
You were hiding your leg a little?
I was doing a little hide. And then I'm like, you know what? I can't fucking do this anymore. I have to show the world who I am.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, do you wear shorts?
No, I feel like shorts, I historically never wear shorts because I don't think they look good on anyone. But I recently found this guy. His name is Alessandro Quarzi. And he's this like 70-year-old dude. And he has the coolest style ever, right? And he does this thing where he does white Bermuda shorts, white tee, light jacket. And it's a really cool look.
You don't wear shorts because your legs are pencil thin and you look top heavy. It's it's noticeably bizarre. So even if it's 100 degrees out and we're in a heat wave, you'll wear jeans. And it's because you have thankles. You have thin ankles.
Sorry, thankles?
Yeah, that's what he calls them.
Thin ankles, yeah. It's really hard because the diameter of my ankles is less than that of
my
wrist.
I can see because you're sort of cuffed. I can see your ankles from here.
Right.
And I see what you mean. They're pretty
narrow. Yeah, do you want to get a DIY angle of that? With your phone?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we can splice it in here.
I mean, it sort of looks like
a straw coming out of a glass.
Kingdom Hearts style.
Yeah, that's how skinny. Or like Doug Funny style, where it's just bones coming out of a wide opening.
Great Doug reference.
Yeah.
Allie, shorts?
Ugh, it's complicated. I'm the same. I get self-conscious. But I just bought a pair of new shorts that I'm going to try to wear in the summer. I got them from Amazon. I'm looking for, which I don't want to do, but I've been looking for a specific style of short. And it's a very, very hard to find. Mm. So I went with a cheap pair and I'm like, this isn't interesting. But yes, I have two pairs of shorts as of last week.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Up from zero.
What's going on?
Jeff is moving. So he's clanking around with something. He's looking for something. He's turning on the TV for the first time.
He's just bored and he's going to watch Price is Right while we record or something.
Tubi or...
I just downloaded Tubi for the first time.
Oh, what do you think?
I'm watching Stars on Mars and I'm having the time of my life.
What is that?
It's a show.
You know, but you are loving it. I love how you lit up.
I came to life.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a bunch of celebrities, and they are all fake living on Mars in a space shuttle.
Like
and then
a
they
reality
have to,
show style.
Yes, and they have to vote
room.
Each other out. But it's not just, like, it's Marshawn Lynch is on there.
Whoa, I love Marshawn.
Lance Armstrong.
Jesus.
Who, one girl, I'm not going to say, thought he was Neil.
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, and was like, I cannot believe. Like, is he a judge? I'm so confused.
Is he a judge?
He's a judge of Mars. were just here, right?
She was like,
oh, we were actually,
we like, Allie kind of. Allie kind of lit up and we were like having...
discussing a pretty funny show.
We were discussing something so good. Allie was really kind of like lighting up. I've never seen Allie like that.
Yeah. But yeah, let's talk about this picture that you have that's kind of cut off.
Man sitting down.
Cropped really poorly.
It's horribly... Yeah, why is it in the middle of the screen?
Welcome to Dadcore or Sadcore.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Miles, you're a father.
Yeah.
Amir, you're like a pod father, as they call you. Okay. I haven't quite seen the evidence of that. I would say that's more like a Jake and Marty thing, but yeah.
Why a pod father? Like you're the podcast godfather?
Like a godfather, but for podcasts. Yeah.
That's always, to me, been Jake, because he's sort of a content
No,
king.
We know what you think. You already said it. You said it doesn't really ring true for you. I always think of it as a Jake and Marty thing. And then he brought it up again. You said, yeah, I don't consider. So, yeah, your opinion is noted.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that.
I know what you were going to say. It's that you think of Jake as more of the pod father, yeah. Right?
Not quite pod father. I was going to say he's sort of the content king, which to me is more important than even if you were the pod father, because content is king.
King, yeah.
Yeah. This is Dadcore or Sadcore. Miles, you are a father.
Yeah. I have a 6-month-old.
Do you feel like it has changed your style of doing things?
No.
Really? I feel like it should have. Forget it then. Let's talk about Aloe again. No, do you feel like it's changed your like physical style, your like fashion, your aesthetic?
Oh, no. I mean, I want to dress more fashionably. I think it's like because I'm so tired and I'm like, okay, I don't, when I go out into the world, mm-hmm. I do that much less.
Yeah.
And so when I go out, I actually do want to have a better sense of style. Sure. So I think I'm trying to take fashion risks in a way I didn't before.
Yeah.
Because maybe that's because I have a more determined sense of self.
Same shoes I've ever seen you wore, same jeans, same socks, same glasses. The shirt might be new, but it's pretty
it's one of my wife Sarah's maternity shirts.
It's actually kind of a fashion risk.
I know. And I think I guess I'll let you decide if I'm pulling it off.
There's no right answer to these. I just want to get your guys' opinions on whether these following outfits are dadcore or sadcore.
Yeah.
Took the note from Hayes and Sean that I need to have more actual space for participation. So there's no right answer. I don't have an agenda with these. Mm-hmm. Let's fucking use them as a springboard for fun conversation between the four of us.
Okay. Is this a celebrity or is this just a man?
That's actually Ryan Reynolds' body, if it matters, but I feel like that, yeah.
That's Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, that's him in Free Guy.
Now I can see it.
That's the hardest Allie's laughed ever on the show. What the fuck is happening?
Dadcore.
Miles?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, again, it's not like a guessing game. It's like, oh, I think this is dadcore because of the loafers, or because, you know what the loafers make me think of is my dad, because, you know, he didn't always used to be around until I was probably 14, and then he was around too much.
Wow.
You mean when you were doing... you were doing Saturday Night, you're playing Dino, or was that hidden in this picture you're playing Craig? When you were 14.
I wonder if he remembers the name of the character. Another break? There's no way.
No way.
Too many ads.
3 breaks.
So this first one was Dadcore. Dadcore or Sadcore?
Well, I feel like it's quite fashionable, but I want to say Sadcore because the man on the right looking at him looks pretty sad.
And you know what? I know who that is. That's actually, I didn't see this before, but that's Wei Ko of the Rake and the Revolution magazine. He's a watch influencer. That's actually kind of cool. He dresses really, he has a great watch collection. He actually made a Cartier, made him a Piece Unique Tonks and Tray.
I'm going to go with sadcore because if the top was red and the bottom was green, that's what I wore when I ran into a mirror at the taco stand in front of the grocery store by my house.
Sweater and big pants.
Yeah.
And that was my reaction. The guy were
confused.
Oh.
I'd just like to flag, too, that the one actual passion that I shared just now was steamrolled. By Amir.
Not by, what's, I mean, I guess like it maybe it was steamrolled, but it wasn't by Amir. If anything, it was Allie, but I don't think that that's like a legitimate
dadcore or sadcore.
I actually really like that sweatshirt jeans combo. And the shoes are cool too. I mean, this guy seems pretty fucking cool. Is there a blue jacket too?
My dad wouldn't wear this. Sadcore.
Yeah, sadcore, I think, because my dad would not wear it.
I think it's really fucking awesome, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
I've also heard that jeans are kind of out.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing
that cut of jeans, I feel like. But you're kind of wearing the same cut.
No, I know. But these are jeans I need to kind of throw away.
This one's interesting because the posture is also bad.
Well, I think he's sort of standing upright. And
do you want to describe, because audio listeners are think they don't can't see the
they'll
picture.
See this. Basically. Oh, it's just a guy in a...
Sorry, audio listeners will see this?
They have synesthesia.
Yeah.
That's really
dadcore or sadcore.
Okay, so again, I'm going to do sort of Jeff's job, I guess, but this is someone wearing a tan jacket.
That's a woman, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. A woman wearing a tan jacket, gray sweater, brown pants with little checkers on them, kind of, and black shoes.
Tired.
Easy donning, yeah.
Of you.
This one is a little sad to me.
Yeah, sad.
Beige and gray.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It's kind of sad.
Kind of sitting by a lake.
The Under Armour sneakers are not ideal. Mm-hmm. Sadcore. Yeah. Dadcore or sadcore?
That's pretty cool.
Dadcore, I think.
Yeah.
Mustache.
Good again, jeans, because Jeffrey's not really saying anything. Jeans, gray shirt, blue shirt.
My dad would not wear this, but Grace, it's cut pretty that out. Dadcore.
My dad might wear this accidentally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He'd sort of be like, oh, it was what was available. I, you know.
This is kind of like an updated Jerry Seinfeld style.
I was going to say, like an updated Jerry.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Jerry loves a layer.
Like an updated Jerry. Seinfeld, Stiller.
Yeah.
Garcia.
No. Just Seinfeld.
Ferreira.
No, what? Turtles, like, can you guys fucking help me out? I feel like I was just trying to. You said updated Jerry Seinfeld.
You kind of wanted to take credit for it or something.
Yeah. That's not, no, I was like, oh yeah, me too. I thought of that first.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a nice time.
I am too. Episode. I am too.
Dadcore or sadcore?
So that's me. And the last.
Is that you?
Yeah, that one's me. That's me, because I remember thinking that blue bottle coffee looked like how I was dressed.
Yeah. Thought, oh, it is. Yeah, that's a good point.
But then when I posted this on the internet, everyone's like, wow, you have really wide hips. And I was like, I've never been body shamed before. And it was an avalanche.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was sort of an interesting insight.
People said you had wide hips.
Yeah, and it was not just like one. It was like wide hips. Yeah, I could see that. Oh my God, why are his hips so wide? I'm like, I didn't even consider that. I guess now that I look at it from a fresh angle, mm-hmm. New eyes, the waist is wider than like the torso.
I think it's a
long
shirt.
Yeah, but some people like that though. Some
Let me
people
finish.
Like it because
Let me, excuse me.
Yeah,
I think it's because it's a long shirt.
Yeah, and it's like getting pushed out by the pants. I do like the blue and brown, mm-hmm. and I still think it does resemble the coffee in an interesting fashion.
Yeah. Do you think that's because of the audience you've cultivated, that those are people that are going to call you out for having wide hips?
Yeah.
Because I think if I posted a photo, I don't know that people would say I had wide hips, but I don't think that's because of my hips.
Interesting, because when I posted that, I didn't think that either, but I think it just took one to open the floodgates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now this is known to me as the wide hip photo.
Hey, Jeff. He's not.
That's Obama throwing out the first pitch at a White Sox game.
You recognize the photo that because you've seen it before?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, what do you think?
Now I can speak.
Oh my God. He's so thin skinned.
He interrupts everybody.
Not thin skinned.
He can dish it out and he literally cannot take one 100th of it back.
It's not thin skinned. It's just you said I shouldn't talk. So,
well, no, I just actually did. I said, let me finish. And then you.
What I heard was Jeff, why don't you shut the fuck up?
I didn't say that, though.
I heard, Jeff.
That's crazy.
Nothing you ever have to say is interesting for a show.
That a is show? True, but we never would say that to you.
For a show? For this show?
Dadcore.
Yeah, this one's dadcore because it looks like the jacket is tucked into the jeans.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of, yeah, that's cool.
But it's a good pass.
Is that a Banksy?
That's also me.
Oh, that's you.
Also me.
Dadcore or sadcore?
This is what I'm telling you. It's the hoodie with the shorts.
Yeah.
Sort of my late spring aesthetic.
Is it also, I'm not trying to say that your hips are wide in this, but I just think your shirt is a little long.
The sweatshirt?
The shirt feels the same length of long. Do you find that, because sometimes my issue, and maybe that's a torso thing, is my torso is very long.
Mm.
When I raise my arms, I often show my belly button.
Yes, yeah.
Does that happen to you or no?
It used to happen more because shirts used to be smaller and shorts used to be baggier. Now shorts are smaller and shirts are baggier. Mm. So
across the board.
It did flip-flop.
Fashion is like steering more towards shoes. Look at that. It looks like I have two knees on my right knee.
It does.
I have a double knee thing going on.
Yeah,
but even my shorts now are shorter than those shorts, and that was like a year or two ago. You can see I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah. I my only criticism of what you just said was you sort of pointed at it, and you were like, this is what I'm saying, you know, like shorts and hoodie. But it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
So that would be like a contractor being like, hey, here's the wrong way to screw in a nail. This is what I meant.
Why was this picture taken? You're just showing a drink?
And that's a really good question.
I think because it was a very big, bright wall, and I was wearing a bright outfit.
So who took the photo?
Marty took the photo. I thought it was
you wearing
cool
a mask showing your drink.
Did you ask?
If you showed the whole photo, it makes a little more sense.
And what I do have to point out is that this is the whole photo.
It's like, not. There's
it
no
is.
Way.
No, that's the screenshot from your Instagram. That
screenshot,
is the whole
you're right,
thing.
Right, yeah, that's the whole photo that you have. But the photo that Marty took was a wide shot of a very colorful mural.
No,
and
it wasn't.
Colorful.
It's
that's
funny
it.
That Marty
that's
took it.
The only thing I cut off was your face. It was... Not more of the wall.
It looks
I guarantee
like a
it.
Mom took a picture of her kid for the first day of kindergarten.
Jeff did frame out the head.
Your left
he framed
hand,
out the head.
Your left hand feels so awkwardly placed.
That's a dummy hand. You can tell I'm wearing a white glove. arm is sort of touching my dick, but you can't see it because I have a dummy arm. That's being extended way too long. I like basically touching my dick, and this is my way of like hiding that fact during a photo.
Dadcore or sadcore?
Also me.
So which is it?
It's fucking fine. It was 21 degrees below zero in Winnipeg. I'm wearing jeans and a fucking jacket.
Skinny.
You
too.
Have posted
skinny.
This photo.
Yeah.
This
I was thought it was Jeff with those angles.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, with those angles it looks thin. But did you? Who
yeah,
did you
those
ask
angles
to take this
good.
One?
Thin
that
hips
one
too
was
in this one.
Jake. But this was again like 2018. So
and again, you're holding
tighter.
A drink alone.
It's crazy. I guess.
Yeah, why are you holding
I don't know why I'm constantly. I'm not really constantly three times in the last 5 years, but like when you cherry pick the moments, they do all look very similar.
What I will say is that these are just the first couple of photos of you on your timeline that show the full outfit. So I don't know if it's cherry picking.
Full fit, yeah. I don't usually do it, but I guess if you're talking about the last 5 years, you can find a couple for sure.
Yeah.
I do still have that jacket. It's very warm, or at least the warmest jacket I have.
It's a good jacket.
It's a solid jacket. Not me.
Dadcore or sadcore?
Who is that?
What's that?
Is that a famous person?
No, this is like an LL Bean ad or something.
I'm going to go secret third option, which is this outfit is really gay.
It's very gay.
Because of the mock turtleneck?
The mock turtleneck, the red jacket. It's giving like lesbian rebel without a cause.
Ooh, it's a very cool outfit.
Yeah,
on the subject of body shaming,
I like it.
Amir, has anybody ever mocked your turtleneck? Let's see that neck. Go to the one here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then do that head roll, but do it at 0.25% speed.
0.25%.
0.25x.
So 1/40th the speed.
1/4.
So 2.5%.
25%. 1/4. We were both wrong. What happened?
He was moving his neck like you asked.
No, what happened to the, like the energy and joy in the room?
He told me to fucking model my bad neck slowly twice. If I had to pinpoint it, it probably had something to do with that.
Yeah.
It's just, it was a joke.
Yeah, at my expense. So I took it personally.
And you kind of have been sabotaging Amir because you put a bunch of photos of him in this.
Secretly too, so you guys would make fun of me without knowing. Trying to like sow discord between me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe this is a good time to plug the HeadGum Discord. I think it's discord.com/headgum or headgum.com/discord.
It's one of those two.
Are you, what goes on in the Discord?
Dadcore or sadcore?
Also me. This was me.
And we should say that the shorts say crunch.
Yeah, they were actually free shorts given to me by Jake's little brother once when I needed shorts. He's like, you can just keep them. I just mean learning how to.
That's a hand me up, by the way. Because Micah's 12 years your junior. You were given free athletic shorts and kept them and wear them a lot. I feel like that's sad.
They're good shorts. They just don't have pockets.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just curious. Did you think that this was a good photo to post when you posted it?
Was this a picture or a video? And they
picture. This is
me learning how to ride a bike. I don't know how to ride a bike.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that was the story behind this picture. It's like
sad core
for the first time in however long it was. Two years ago.
That's great.
I'm trying to figure out for the first time how to ride a bike, and this is me sort of moving.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's the saying? The saying is it's like learning how to ride a bike, meaning it's really fucking easy.
No, it's like, meaning of that is like
muscle
you never
memory.
Forget.
Yeah, you never forget it. I don't think it was that easy.
Let's see the next picture. That's just
dadcore or sadcore.
Yeah, so that's the save the date to my wedding, which you obviously can't show/have.
It's also the email
really
address.
Personal information, email, pictures.
Right.
It's just everything here I don't want out there at all.
Yeah.
The picture is on your Instagram as well.
That picture is fine. The picture is fine. I don't want literally any information. I don't even want this part of it in it because it's such private laundry that's being aired, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's fine for people to know that you're getting married. People already know that.
Sure, but not necessarily the information. Uh-huh. I don't want any of this out there.
You don't want them
to
know.
Yeah. This happened on Real Housewives, and it did cause a big problem.
Speak to that.
Yeah. Teresa Giudice of Real Housewives of New Jersey was getting married to a man named Louis last year, and she invited Ramona Singer, who is Real Housewives of New York, so a little crossover to the wedding. Ramona went on Instagram Live, said, oh, I just got my invitation for Teresa, who showed the whole thing, and Teresa had to change every single detail. Because immediately everybody was
trying to find out where it is.
Yeah, everybody.
On live. Yeah, that would be irreversible.
And they talked about it in this season.
This you'll have to cut. This you'll have to cut. This you'll have to cut. Cut.
I'm just saying, out of all the housewives, you don't want to be Ramona.
I will say I've shot in that studio before.
It's a good studio.
It's a great studio.
It's a great chair.
That's actually where I did my ass photo.
Oh.
Oh, it is?
Not that unit, but the same building.
Yeah.
Unusable, this whole part. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Are people aware that you're engaged?
Yes, but they obviously don't know all the pertinent information.
To be wed or just in bad business?
Next picture.
That's sort of it. Plugs, what do you guys have? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. Let's start with Allie.
Listen to new episodes of Gayotic, the podcast hosted by the band Muna. New episodes every Wednesday. And if you're in New York, come to our upcoming summer HeadGum Happy Hour shows. I believe on July 9th and then August 24th at the Bell House. Hmm. And the July one's at Caveat. And follow me on Letterboxd, Allie Khan.
Hell yeah. I'm definitely going to follow you on Letterboxd.
Please do. It's my new favorite thing.
I haven't been watching a lot of movies recently, but I feel like it'll inspire me to watch the good ones.
Yeah.
If I follow lots of people.
And Venmo.
Oh, my Venmo is Allie-Khan.
How much money have you gotten from that?
I feel like it's tacky for me to say, but I'll
bleep it out. I just want to know.
I've
over 100?
No, I don't think over 100, but no.
I had plugged my Venmo on the tripod that I produced for the Try Guys. And
you still do that?
I do, yeah.
Even after the scandal? I just feel like you have your own engine. You have your own vehicle.
I mean, this is a really good point.
Coal burning.
But I do still produce it even after the scandal. Okay. And I did plug my Venmo on it once, and I did get...
50 an hour?
What's that?
For producing, how much do you get? 50 an hour?
You think I get paid hourly?
You're salaried?
Yeah.
Amir.
Did you see the beginning of this fucking show?
I also produced 3 shows there.
Yeah.
You're an amateur, man.
You're an amateur. You, by the way, you think he's going to give you a salary? You can't even figure out the tech. You recorded in a dummy episode earlier.
You're a zero. You're less than a zero. You're lucky you're getting paid at all. Fucking doxing guests, putting out private information. And then asking for a raise?
Doxing the guests is as a host. Fine. Pay me hourly as a host. But as a producer?
What do you produce?
This.
The first 6 minutes of the show was you setting up for the show.
Yeah.
Miles did half of it. Honestly, we should be paying Miles.
And by the way, what I was going to say is my Venmo, people would Venmo me and then I would send it to the requests.
Yeah.
So, because people would also request me. So it was just a free flowing.
If I can just defend my honor here.
Sure.
Without telling me, Casey and Kevin and Rochelle switched the entire Zoom setup to recording live into an audition fucking session.
Okay.
I didn't know that was going to happen. So I sit down and I'm ready to do what I do know how to do. And now it's like, okay, this is audition. Let me know. Make sure I know how to do. You just press a red button, which is fair.
Yep.
What's that?
I said, yeah.
So I got that down.
Yeah, in the video.
The video. I was kind of sabotaged because you know what? Shout out to Chef Kevin, but he did say, let me start a new session for you.
Yeah.
And you know what? He actually did because he was talking about audition.
Yeah.
Because a new session. Well, the video mixer just records onto an SSD, right?
Yeah. And then I just didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Miles, what do you got?
Watch Perfect Person or listen to Perfect Person wherever you get podcasts.
Merch.
I just launched my merch. I've got a bunch of different stuff.
Do you have a hat?
I don't.
Do you have a house?
I had rent.
The hat?
It is okay to lease a hat.
But I will say...
Have you said that before?
Yeah, that's actually a shirt.
It says that. It's a shirt there's a crew neck. I did a whole thing. There's a little promo thing I worked hard on that's very like culty and weird, and I released the promo on Instagram. You can check it out at my Instagram at Miles Bond.
Why didn't you do a V-neck?
Because it's not 2003.
Oh my god!
Yes! That
did I do like? You're a fucking joke, man. You're a fucking joke! That's all you had left was the style shit, and it's gone. It is ghost. It's a zero. Follow me on TikTok.
Okay, Bloomer?
Okay, Bloomer.
Oh, and I'm also making TikToks, actually. So.
Perfect Person, or?
Both, but mostly my own one. I made a TikTok about how my nose is big and I can't drink out of a champagne glass. I got a lot of really horny comments.
It, like, stops the glass.
And then all the comments were really kind of thirsty.
Because that's, like, a kink for people. Same big nose, big.
People said, here's my seat.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.